The season has come to an end for Arizona football, and we're recapping the season, discussing some new personnel changes, and shifting gears completely toward the Wildcats' undefeated men's and women's basketball teams on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. Thank you for making this your first listen of the day. Today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Sonos is the official sponsor of ESPN College Football. Go to Sonos.com to learn more. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, former student athlete, well, Pac-12 student athlete, and a current ESPN social media specialist. Joining me today is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, the Wildcat season is done. It's a wrap. It's been a long one for you guys. Yeah, a tough one at that. For you, I'm already knowing because we've talked about this a lot throughout the season, before the season, but how much of a disappointment was this season for you as a fan just following Wildcats football?
You know, that's a good question, Cindy. It was disappointing. I'll put it to you like that. But I also thought they'd suck. I didn't know that they'd only win one game. I thought they might be able to win three. So that's a little bit of a disappointment. Losing to NAU is never a good thing. I just didn't have much expectations for this season. And I want to give Fish and the guys a little bit of credit because they battled. And that's something that, you know, you're a Division I athlete. Your coach shouldn't ever have to go up and say, you know what, Cindy, you didn't do anything well, but I got to give you credit for trying. I mean, when you're a Division I athlete, you're expected to be at a higher level than that. But I got to give them credit. They tried, and that's more than we'd seen in the last 3 or 4 years. They were competitive in games that they wouldn't have been previously. So I'm okay with that in that regard. So it was disappointing, but, you know, if you don't have a lot of expectations, it's hard to be disappointed.
That's true. That's true. I feel like it's unfortunate because the record doesn't reflect what we've seen from them. You mentioned that they were competitive, and that was something that I have tried to like highlight all season long, is that not one game. Well, I won't say not one game, because there were some games that were like just a complete blowout, but it were games that were unexpectedly a blowout, right? Like Colorado, that was never supposed to be that score, right? But games like playing against Washington and playing against Oregon, it was a very competitive team. They didn't just give the game away. They didn't just say like, okay, well, you're the better team, here you go. Like, we really saw them fight and actually look like they had a chance, you know, plenty of times against Utah, against UCLA. And now they might not have finished how we, you know, they started, but we did see spurts of like, this isn't a terrible team. They just haven't figured it all out yet.
It's not a terrible team. They're just low on talent, and it's not going to get a lot better when you lose your best player. But, you know, at the end of the day, there were a lot of games that they shouldn't have been in that they were into. Like, you know, we talk about Oregon. I know Arizona ended up losing that game, but at the same point, though, you know, they were down 5 in the fourth quarter. So they were competitive. Same with Utah. I mean, I thought Utah was going to roll them, and Utah did it. So I got to give them a lot of credit in that regard, too. But like you said, there were games, too, where you just got blown out, where against bum teams, where you shouldn't lose to Colorado by, you know, a score of 37-0. That just you know, that just shouldn't happen. So I think that kind of piggybacks on your point a little bit.
Yeah. Well, throughout the offseason, we'll be focusing in on like what they do in recruiting regards, what changes they make, and what we can expect for them going into the next season. But we already have a clue as to who may be entering the draft. And one of those players is Stanley Berry Hill, a very tough loss for the Wildcats, but 4.5 years at Arizona. He announced it yesterday that this season is a wrap for him, and he is taking his talents to the next level. What are your thoughts about Stanley Berry Hill entering the draft? Like, what do you look at him as his draft stock?
I love Stan. Stan's a local kid. Great story. Had was a walk-on initially. Probably should have been – well, he should have been recruited. And he was a guy that he did everything the right way. He entered the transfer portal last year and he didn't, you know, Jed Fish brought him back. I just don't know that he was going to ever increase his stock a ton because, you know, Arizona doesn't have good quarterback play. He caught a ton of passes, not for a ton of yards, but he was their best player. And I think there could be some interest from an NFL team. I don't know that he'll be drafted, but I think he's a guy that'll go into camp and you just kind of root for him. He's a really easy guy to root for there, Cindy.
100%. Exciting times.
Plus, Stanley Berryhill III is a great name.
It is a great name. It is a great name. We'll be looking out to see, you know, how his draft stock is projected. And then as we get closer to the draft, we'll be talking about those players that we know from the Pac-12 that will, you know, be called on draft day or maybe undrafted free agents. Another quick change happening over in Arizona. They have a new defensive coordinator, Johnny Nansen. And I definitely want to get your opinion on that pickup. He's coming from another Pac-12 school and replacing, is it, I want to say Don Brown. Is that the right name?
Yep, Don Brown. You got it.
Yeah. I was like, look, I looked it up already. I've been doing my research, but, you know, I have to double check because there's so many teams I'm covering at once.
Right, right, right. No, Don Brown's good. Don Brown's good. He was a really good DC for Arizona. Sad to see him leave. He was, you know, in all actuality, though, he was probably a little, I don't want to say this, but he's probably a little too good for the U of A job. This is a guy that, you know, generally Arizona doesn't get defensive coordinators from Michigan. And that's exactly what he was. I thought he did a great job here. The last couple games were rough. But at the end of the day, he's a guy that, you know, you'll take for a year just because he at least stabilized things to a certain extent. I'm cool with Johnny Nansen. He's got a reputation as a good recruiter. I think the thing when you're Arizona is you're never going to get a guy on paper who's a great recruiter and a great coach. Don Brown was a little bit of a, you know, he's a little bit of a unicorn in that regard. But, you know, Nansen is a good recruiter. I have no clue if he could coach, but I'll take that just because I know that there's some kind of upside there.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, well, Arizona's making moves already. Their season is over. They're already looking towards the next season. But Arizona Wildcats basketball is something to talk about, and they're taking over now. We're going to dive into them, both women's and men's teams, coming up next. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. So head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Shout out to you listeners for making Locked On Pac-12 Podcast your first listen of the day. We're free and available on all platforms. Okay, Michael, so Arizona basketball on both sides is the only school in the country with unbeaten men's and women's basketball programs. The only one that has both of them unbeaten. And that's saying a lot about the head coaches at the helm, the teams that you have, you know, built up over the past, I'll say seasons, because you do have a lot, you know, that have returned. So let's get into the men first and then we'll dive into the women. The men are one of 14 unbeaten teams, and they had the postponed game versus UW. They will be facing Oregon State on Sunday, which will be their first conference play. What are your thoughts right now? Like, we've talked about how good UW is going to be, and we talked about how competitive. But at this point, they're looking like, you know, a team that could even be one of the best in the Pac-12.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Arizona is a good team. I mean, Arizona is a really good team. I don't think we know just how good they are, but, you know, this is a team that certainly passes the eye test in that they play a fun, up-tempo brand of basketball, and they get out and run. And I think that I don't know that they're going to be UCLA good, but Cindy, I think this is a top 15 type team here. This is a team that I think can cause a lot of problems for people. And Tommy Lloyd has just been a perfect fit for him. He's a kind of a cool, collected guy who his offense is just fun to watch across the board. And all of the talent on the team has fit in really well with him so far.
Yeah. Well, sitting at ranked number 11th right now, that's huge. We talked about how well they did in the tournament in Las Vegas. For you, I want to say, like, it's easy, you know, when you're starting off the season and you're facing opponents that may not be considered, like, the toughest opponents that you'll face all season long. It's easy to be like, we're this good, right? But Arizona's already had some tough opponents in Michigan, and I think that was probably the one that set people to know, like, Arizona's a team to look out for. Moving forward into the Pac-12 play, do you feel like UCLA is their only competition?
That's a good question. No, I think that USC is very good. I also think that I think Oregon's going to get their stuff figured out here. So I think those are the four. I think those are the four teams that I look at, and I think to myself, all right, these are, you know, those are the cream of the crop right there. So, you know, if Arizona can win that game, any of those games, then it's going to be a nice little a boost to their resume, because they've got a lot of good teams that they've got on the schedule coming up. You got Illinois, you got Tennessee, you've got a lot of different teams that you're going to be able to play. So I think that Arizona might be able to make a pretty nice headway in there. But Arizona's legit. I mean, there's no way around it. I don't know how good they're going to be, but at the same time, they're legit.
Yeah. Well, testing their skill sets amongst teams like the ones you mentioned, other teams that are already ranked, will only build their stock. They're sitting at number 11, which is pretty high to start the season. And at this point, beating teams like those can only boost up their ranking and get them in those top seeded spots. But I feel like it's very hard to hold on to all the way to March, right?
Yeah, no, it's going to be hard for sure. And you're going to have some ups and downs. And in all fairness, we don't know exactly how they're going to perform in some of those. But they faced a little bit of adversity so far in the Wichita State game, and they handled it incredibly well. So, you know, going forward, I think this is a team that has shown that they've got talent, shown that they have the ability to be able to hang. So I'm cautiously optimistic, Cindy, that this is going to continue.
Okay. Well, coming up next, we're going to dive into the women's team. They're playing just as well as the men and might be even more exciting to talk about. But for those of you that, you know, are hopping into the holiday season, you need to go ahead and make sure you grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. And that is Built Bar. It's filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. There's so many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream or peanut butter brownie? Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors and battle all the holiday shoppers. Or if you're just standing in endless shopping lines, Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. Because it's the season of peace and love, don't bring up your favorite Built Bar flavor at family parties. People are so passionate about their favorite flavor. They'll fight for it and things could get out of hand. You friends with Santa? Well, tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in those stockings with so many flavors. They'll make anyone's Christmas morning a happy one. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your first order, okay? So take advantage of all the holiday treats and the new flavors and go ahead and get you a Built Bar. Okay, so how we mentioned earlier that Arizona is the only program that has an unbeaten women's and men's basketball program.
You know how we roll.
You know what? I have to give it to you. It's really exciting. I'm not going to say I'm surprised at all when it comes to the women. Adia Barnes has been a great, phenomenal coach. We saw what she did with the team last season. Unfortunately, they weren't able to pull off that win, but they lost to another Pac-12 opponent in the finals at NCAAs. So I feel like I definitely expected them to be in this position. I'm not surprised. I'm excited for them. I want to see them get back to the Final Four and be competitive this season. But I do know that they're going to have some competition in the Pac-12 per usual. UCLA is always a great team. Cal seems to be pulling up like a team unexpectedly, you know, because they weren't ranked very high. But I thought they had some great recruits and something to look forward to. So I'm not going to say I'm surprised there, but based off the rankings, you know, it is what it is. But for you, like, knowing this team is undefeated, they're one of 11 unbeaten teams left when it comes to the women's side. How does that make you feel going into the season?
You know, honestly, Cindy, this was a big year just to start out because Adia Barnes is one of the best coaches in college college basketball. I mean, she's just, men or women, she's just unreal good. I think a lot of people were wondering, you know, how would you be without Ari McDonald, you know, arguably the best player in the nation, third pick in the draft. But, you know, they haven't so far really missed much of a beat. And I think that also goes to show, too, that she's really built a program down here. It's not just, you know, based off of one player. And I think that's what's exciting for so many people is that, you know, it has the feeling now that this is kind of a well-oiled machine, that no matter who you lose, you're going to continue to have good teams. I mean, you just look at the recruiting class she's got coming in next year. It's a top 10 team with Maya Naji, you know, top 5-7 recruit in the nation. You've got some other ladies coming in as well. This is a team, Cindy, that I think is that it's going to be a problem. Now, they're different because they're not as explosive on the perimeter, but you do have some players like Shayna Pellington that are really good. But up front, though, is really where they make a lot of problems. I mean, between Kate Reese, Lauren Ware, players like that. This is a team that, you know, can compete with anybody. You know, the Pac-12 is obviously the best conference in the nation for women's basketball. So it'll be interesting to see how they do play throughout the season.
That's so nice to hear because we never hear Pac-12 being the best in any.
Oh, they are. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're repping it here.
I would say it's a lot to be said about this Arizona team. They have already faced a top 10 opponent in Louisville, walked away with that win in overtime. Their schedule hasn't been as tough since that game, but as we get into December, that's when they'll start facing some tougher opponents. They have Texas, who's ranked number 15, but Arizona sits at number 7, and it's very, like, deserving in a sense. I do think that, you know, it could be any game that they fall into, I will say, quote unquote, a trap or whatever, but this team seems very strong, ready to compete, ready for redemption after what they, how they finished last season.
Yes, absolutely. I think you just hit the nail on the head right there, and they're motivated. And I think that's what's, you know, when you're in, when you've got a team full of talent and you're motivated, that's really when I think you can make a difference. And I think that's what's exciting about this team is that they are incredibly motivated. And I think that I think this is a team that by the end of the year will be a top, well, they are a top 10 team, but a team that can probably compete for a Final Four berth. And I didn't think that before the season. I thought that this was a team that, you know, Sweet 16, you know, kind of get back in. You lost just the greatest player in school history, but they far surpassed my expectations, Cindy, just all the way around. It's a really cohesive unit at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before I let you go, Michael, I need to get Luke's lock of the day, but I want to get it on the Pac-12 championship game because today is the day that it goes down in Las Vegas, Oregon versus Utah. I need to get your opinion. What team are you rolling with? Who are you advising them to bet on?
I like Utah. I mean, Oregon's good. Oregon's got more talent, and it's, I do understand the argument. It's tough to beat teams twice, but you know, at the end of the day, I think Utah's a better team, and I think that they're a tough matchup for Oregon. So I like Utah in this game. I like Utah by 27-21, something like that.
Okay. It's going to be a close one. I do think this one will be a little tougher than their last matchup. They're on neutral grounds, but excited to see. And I do think I think I'm going with Utah on this one. But Michael, thank you so much for joining us per usual. Make sure you all check out Michael Luke on Locked On Wildcats Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow along on Twitter at LO Wildcats. And then you can follow along Locked On Pac-12 on Twitter at LO_Pac-12. Michael Luke is at Iron Mike Luke, and I am at underscore Cindy Robinson. Make sure you make one of our other conference shows your second listen of the day. There's Locked On SEC, Locked On ACC, and Locked On Big 12. Check them out on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Other than that, continue to stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.